Good day, and welcome to the Dürr Q1 Figures 2013 conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Ralf Dieter. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Caroline, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ralf Dieter speaking. My colleague, Ralf Heuwing, and I welcome you to Dürr's conference call on our Q1 2013 results. As usual, I will start by summarizing the key highlights of the quarter and give you an overview of the results. My colleague, Ralf Heuwing, then will go into the figures in more detail. Afterwards, we will talk about our divisions and share our view of the markets and our outlook for the year. Let's start with the highlights. Q1 was well in line within our expectations, not only in terms of incoming orders, but also with regard to somewhat weaker sales. The EBIT margin was strong. Demand remained consistently high. The level of requests for quotations also remained strong. We are leaving our positive outlook for 2013 unchanged, and the expected figures for sales, incoming orders, and earnings should be well achievable as long as the global economy will not worsen it significantly. So let's move to page three, which shows that consolidated sales revenues came to 542.5 million in the first quarter of 2013, a small decline of 3.5% over the same quarter in the previous year. The main reason for this is that many projects are in the startup phase and therefore at an early stage of completion, meaning that they only make a small contribution to the top line. In addition, cleaning and filtration systems posted lower sales revenues due to the rejection of low-margin system contracts in the previous year. Orders in Q1 exceeded sales by 25%, which resulted in an increase in order backlog to a record level of 2.5 billion. This will ensure good capacity utilization until the middle of 2014. Our service business was up 3% to 118 million, and its share of sales increased from 20% in Q1 2012 to 22% in the first quarter of 2013. Page 4 shows that the group's incoming orders with 680.4 million were on the same level as in the first quarter 2012, and up 6% compared to the fourth quarter 2012. The price quality of the orders remained at a satisfactory level. Let's turn now to page 5. The emerging markets showed a strong momentum in the first quarter of 2013. We received contracts worth 475 million from these markets, marking a substantial increase over the previous year's figure of 330 million. At 70%, the emerging markets accounted for a very large proportion of the group's total orders. Demand here was particularly strong in China, where order volumes increased by 35% after the relatively weak first quarter of 2012. We also received several large orders in Brazil, and business in North America was low at the beginning of the year, although we see it pick up as the year proceeds. And as expected, order intake in Europe fell short of the previous year's high figures. Page 6 shows that we are still building up our workforce to match the strong business volume. Dürr had 7,784 employees at the end of the first quarter, and that is almost 10% more than a year ago. Recruiting activities are mainly concentrated on the growth markets of China, India, and Brazil. All told, the headcount in the emerging markets increased by 15% over March 31st, 2012, rising to 2,599 employees, to be precise. Sales per employee will stay above €310,000 in 2013, compared with the low point in 2009. That is an increase of 70%. This means productivity has continued to improve and has now reached a rather high level. Ralf Heuwing will take you now through our financials and cash flow statements.
Yeah, thank you, Ralf. Ladies and gentlemen, let me continue on page 7. Gross margin continued to widen in the first quarter of 2013 and at 18.8% exceeded the previous year's figure with 16.4% substantially. This was due to the order quality in the backlog, our high capacity utilization, and the order execution. Overheads, including R&D expenses, rose by only 6% to 67 million euros in the first quarter of 2013, despite the fact that the headcount climbed by 10%. In accordance with the innovation course which we are steering with our Dürr 2015 strategy, R&D expenses were increased by 14% to 10 million euros. Despite the small decline in revenues, EBIT climbed by 22% to 36 million euros. The EBIT margin also widened considerably, and at 6.6%, it is already in reach of our full-year target corridor of 7%-7.5% after just one quarter. Net financial expenses were reduced by 1.5 million euros to -4.7 million euros. This was due, firstly, to the improved terms of our syndicated loan, which we successfully renegotiated in the third quarter of 2012, and secondly, due to the reduced pension obligation expenses and liabilities arising from long-term work accounts. With a tax rate of 28% and a tax expense of 8.7 million euros, earnings after tax in Q1 rose by 32% to 22.7 million euros. Our Q1 EPS reached 1.33 euro, which is a plus of 39% compared to a year earlier. Page eight shows that in the first quarter of 2013, there was a cash outflow of -30 million euros from operating expenses activities after 19 million euros in the previous year. On the one hand, cash flow was backed by high income and earnings, as well as increases in provisions. On the other hand, the increase of 74 million euros in net working capital after the extraordinarily high prepayments and progress billings of the fourth quarter last year led to a net outflow. Our operating liquidity forecast, however, expects a reduction in net working capital in the second half of 2013, leading to a strong cash flow for the full year. Following Q1 operating cash flow, also free cash flow was negative at -38 million euros. Our net financial status reached 59 million euros, down from 97 million euros at the end of last year. The small volume of any forfeiting or factoring measures had no major impact on our financing. Our net working capital at the end of Q1, which is shown on page nine, stood at 176 million euros. Days working capital rose accordingly to 29 days from 15 days at the end of last year. As you know, on a normalized basis, i.e., excluding prepayment swings, we consider days working capital of 20-25 days to be an adequate and high performance level. The overview of our work in progress and progress billings on page 10 shows that the payment balance with our customers has improved by 31 million euros compared to the year-end of 2012. Prepayments from customers reported on the liability side were still exceptionally high at 509 million euros as of the reporting date. There will be future receivables from contracts set against these liabilities on the asset side. Consequently, it would be misleading to view these prepayments in isolation. The balance of future receivables from contracts and customer prepayments was -78 million euros as of March 31st of this year. This amount, which represents customers' pre-financing of our contracts, will lead to future cash outflows, which will increase net working capital and reduce cash and cash equivalents. Finally, page 11 shows the key balance sheet items, which remain largely unchanged compared to the year-end of 2012. Total assets rose marginally by 3.5% compared to December 31st of 2012 to 1.871 billion euros. Equity rose by 24 million euros over the end of 2012 to 456 million euros, thanks to the strong earnings performance. At 24.4% as of March 31st, the equity ratio was higher than the 23.9% at the year-end of 2012 and substantially up from the 22.5% a year ago. We expect the equity ratio to continue to improve as the year progresses and are striving for a medium-term target of 30%, which we want to achieve by retaining profits. ROCE already reached a strong 31% in the first quarter, which underlines the benefit of our asset-light structure. I will now hand back to Ralf Dieter, who will highlight the performance of our divisions and give you our outlook.
Yeah, thank you, Ralf. Let's move to page 12. The positive trend in sales and earnings in the Paint and Assembly System division continued in the first quarter. Sales revenues were up 6% in the first quarter, and EBIT climbed to 19 million, with the EBIT margin reaching 7.1%. This was due to increased revenues and gross margin, as well as our good order execution quality and moderate growth in overheads. Order intake matched almost precisely the high figure recorded in the same quarter of the previous year. In fact, order volumes for paint and assembly systems were up 2%, underpinned in particular by major contracts from China and Brazil. Page 13 shows that the dynamic trend in the application technology division has continued into 2013. At 182 million, order intake in the application technology division was not only higher than in the first quarter of 2012, but also slightly exceeded the previous record of 182 million achieved in the third quarter of 2011. Both new equipment and modernization business were up. Major contracts for the delivery of paint robots and application technology were received from China, South Africa, and Brazil, with demand set to remain strong over the rest of the year. Application technology sales revenues were down slightly compared with the first quarter of 2012, since several projects were still at an early stage and thus made only small contributions to the top line. However, application technology will be able to make up for the revenue shortfall in the course of the year. The book-to-bill ratio in the application technology division stood at 1.5. The division's gross margin widened on the strength of its high capacity utilization and the improved margin quality of the order backlog. With fixed costs rising moderately, EBIT increased by 1.3 million to 12.9 million, accompanied by an EBIT margin of 10.7%. On page 14 shows that order intake in the measuring and process system division shown on fell 9% short of the previous year in the first quarter of 2013, with similar developments in both segments. Somewhat weaker demand in the general mechanical engineering business reduced order intake in balancing and assembly products, while cleaning and filtration systems continued its earnings-oriented marketing strategy, rejecting low-margin system contracts. The 19% decline in sales revenues for measuring and process systems is a result of the reduced order intake for cleaning and filtration systems in 2012. And even so, the book-to-bill ratio reached 1.1 in the first quarter. Given the lower sales revenues in cleaning and filtration systems, the EBIT margin in the measuring and process system division fell to 4.3%, down from 7.5% in the same quarter of the previous year. Cleaning and filtration systems took steps in the first quarter also to adjust its capacities in the light of the lower business volume. Further measures are planned depending on operating performance, but nevertheless, cleaning and filtration system is aiming for a full-year profit in 2013. Page 15 now shows the figures for the clean technology system division, which have previously only related to the exhaust air purification business of the environmental and energy system business unit. They now also include the activities of the startup company for ORC technologies, Dürr-Cyplan Limited, and of Termea, the heat pump specialist. Order intake and sales revenues in the clean technology system division came close to reaching the previous year's level in the first quarter. The book-to-bill ratio stood at 1.5. EBIT improved substantially. The first quarter of 2012 had seen a small loss, mainly arising from non-recurring costs in connection with a ramp-up of the new business in the field of energy efficiency. Ladies and gentlemen, let's turn now to page 16. The world automobile production and sales remained on an upward trend in the first 3 months of 2013, despite the downturn in Western Europe. China, the world's largest and most dynamic automotive market, posted an impressive 25% year-on-year increase in sales volumes in the first quarter. Volume growth also continued in other emerging markets as well as the United States. And the Indian market shrunk by 12%, although this is seen as a temporary drop. Market experts, which is shown on page 17, such as the PwC, have just published their latest forecast for the light vehicle market in April 2013. These figures are more or less in line with those published at the end of 2012. And PwC expects production to reach over 100 million units by 2017, which means an average annual growth rate of 5%. The countries with the highest annual growth rates, above 8% in each case, are China, India, Russia, Brazil, Malaysia, and Indonesia. This momentum is reflected in our sales pipeline. The level of requests for quotations continues to be high, not only in the BRIC countries, but also in the US, Mexico, and even in Europe for revamp and modernization business. Let's now move to page 18. The outlook for our business is positive. We are confirming our forecast. Full-year sales revenues should reach between 2.4 and 2.6 billion in 2013. Order intake is expected to come to 2.3 to 2.5 billion, leading to a healthy order backlog at the end of the year. We forecast the full-year EBIT margin in a target corridor of 7.0 to 7.5%. Now let's turn to page 19. Our long-standing chairman of the supervisory board, Dr. Heinz Dürr, retired from the supervisory board at the end of the annual general meeting 10 days ago. His successor is Klaus Eberhardt, the former CEO of Rheinmetall AG. Even though this is a significant change, and Mr. Eberhardt will bring in all his experience and his own thoughts, there will be no change in the company's policy or strategy. The Dürr family remains firmly committed to the company and intends to retain at least 25.1% of the shares in the future. The Dürr family will continue to be represented on the supervisory board by Mr. Dürr's daughter, Dr. Alexandra Dürr. Ladies and gentlemen, before inviting you to place your questions, I would like to draw a short conclusion on page 20. First quarter was fully in line with our expectations, and we have already achieved an EBIT margin of 6.6%. Book-to-bill stood at 1.25 with a record order book of 2.5 billion. And the automobile industry will continue to grow by a strong 5% annually. And more than many other industries, also the future growth drivers will be in the emerging markets. With greenfield investments and the resurgence of the North American market with mostly brownfield investments. And for 2013, we expect a continuation of the upward trend with moderate sales and earnings growth and a strong improvement in cash flow. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your attention so far. We will now be happy to answer any questions you wish to raise, and I will hand over to Caroline.
Certainly. If you'd like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, that's star 1 to ask a question. We'll now take our first question today from Ingo Satchel from Commerzbank. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yeah, good afternoon. I have three questions. The first one would be relating to the cleaning and filtration systems. If you could give us a bit more color on the measures that you've taken during the quarter, maybe comment a bit on the utilization rate that you currently have there in France and North America, how much capacities you've cut, and eventually where you see the new break-even point after the measures that you've already taken. The second question would be regarding the margin progression in the paint and assembly systems, which was very good in the first quarter, in my view. Was the most important driver there only pricing, or did you also have positive mix and one-off effects there? Essentially, I'm trying to get a feeling for whether that's sustainable or mostly pricing-driven or driven by temporary factors. The last question would relate to your corporate bond. I think in some interviews you have been quoted as saying that you want to make use of your call option in 2014, which is, I think, a very logical, almost trivial decision. I'd be more interested to know whether we should also interpret your statements that you made there, that you don't really see a need to issue a new bond, or whether after you eventually called the bond in 2014, would have a preference for issuing a similar long-term fixed-rate debt instrument in order to have a certain financial flexibility.
Mr. Scharrer, this is Ralf Dieter speaking. Thanks for your questions. First of all, regarding cleaning filtration system, as you know, we are not reporting on business unit in detail, but I can only tell you that so far that the measures we have taken are in the U.S. and also will be taking more measures in the French operation. And so we have, in the first quarter here, had some effects on the U.S. downsizing of the organization to follow the strategy of only taking orders which have enough margin to make a good contribution. And I think that's what we can say for the moment, and that's what we are doing. On the paint and assembly system, yes, the margins are good, and the driver are many. For sure, the order quality from terms of margin is still on a good level. And there were no one-off effects or special effects which have driven the margin. I think it's the second point is the high utilization we still have. And I think that's the main effect, and we just do a good job in executing our orders. And for the bond price, we will come.
Yeah, on the corporate bond, yes, it's correct. We have a call right in the fall of next year, and we just wanted to also make the market aware of that. Now, this is not a decision yet, because obviously it depends on the financing environment at that time and also our financing needs at that time. But as in the past, we will make the ship ready when we can. And so, therefore, some type of long-term financing option through the capital market makes sense from our point of view, especially given the terms that are available on the market, at least for the foreseeable future. So, as and when we get closer to that date, we will certainly inform you about the strategy there.
Okay, can I ask a follow-up question regarding, the bond? Would you be willing to say whether, of course, I understand that you want some instrument, but would you say from today's perspective, given the cash position, it does not need to be as big as the current corporate bond? And also a quick follow-up on the cleaning side. I understand you don't want to say too much about it, but, and don't want to give specific numbers on a business unit level here, but could you give us a feeling for how much in percentage terms the capacities have been cut since 2008 so roughly 30% or so below peak the capacity?
Yeah, it's about 30%.
Yeah. Yeah, and on the bond, this entirely depends on the acquisitions ahead of us. Yeah. First, we need to refinance the bonds, but obviously, given the cash position, not with a new bond of the same size. But then it entirely depends on whether we have interesting acquisition targets ahead of us. So again, we will inform the market closer to the date.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll now take our next question from Sven Weyer from UBS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. Three questions from my side, please, as well. First one comes to the outlook for order intake. You obviously made quite an optimistic statement about your pipeline for new projects and modernizations. Typically, we had a better Q2 in the past. I was just wondering, does that mean you already had a good start into the quarter and that we should expect the kind of usual seasonality in Q2 being better than Q1, especially given that there are some large orders out there in the market like Audi in Mexico? That would be the first question. The second question is a follow-up on the cleaning and filtration reorganization. You also kind of introduced three regional units. Would it be possible to just contrast a little bit the financial performance of those three global units? And does it also mean that if you cannot fix the issues, that this is a preparation step for maybe selling part of these units? And then just the last question on M&A. You make a statement that the moves you are planning are substantially larger than the ones in the past. I was just wondering if there was any progress, or is that still something we should be expecting for the medium term, really? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Meyer. First of all, we always say that quarters have not so much meaning for our order intake, because you took the example Audi. I was just last weekend in Mexico with Audi for the basically groundbreaking ceremony, but this project will be decided in August, September. Could be also end of July, so 2 or 3 days make a difference if we get the order, which I hope, but we don't know. And so we don't really can say now that we have a trend in Q2 which is seasonable. So we have to see. I think the quarter has not started badly, so we will have to go through the course, but whether it's more or less than the first quarter last year, we can't say now. But I think the main message here is that we still have a lot of projects we can work on. The EcoGlean regions, yes, we made this announcement that we have, we told that we have three segments here. But to make it simple, US, we are downsizing, and in the downsizing process and turning down orders, that is clear that there are some issues for what regards EBIT. And in France, we are also, but on a slower pace, are more moderately adjusting the resources to the business level we expect here for the future. And M&A, there's no plan. There's basically no actual target. We just are open, and we are monitoring, and we want to be ready when something comes up which makes sense for us.
If I just may, as a follow-up on the cleaning, with regard to the potential for also selling one of the units, is that an optionality for you as well if you don't see any progress? Should we see that in that respect as well, the different organization now?
No, the reason for the organization was just an outcome of an analysis how we can further improve the business there, and how we have to adjust to also changing market environment. Has nothing to do with an intention to sell the unit.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
We'll now take our next question from Jasko Terzic from DZ Bank. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Jasko Terzic, DZ Bank. My question is regarding your backlog profitability. How high is your visibility, and can we expect, like last year, a significant improvement in profitability going forward to Q4, even though you had a good start? Second point is, how is your visibility in your application technology business? Could you give me a rough feeling when your orders will pop into sales as a reminder? And secondly, could you give me a feedback on your sealing performance to have a feeling about your performance on the sealing side? And finally, you spoke of a good order backlog visibility. You had a good start in Q1 already. So how conservative is your guidance on the margin then?
Okay. I think we start with the last question. Is the backlog profitability is, I think that's what we have seen already last year, so there's no big change here, but it's still very satisfactory. So there's no change. The sealing activities, we would not report on that, but I can only tell you that it's running very well. So our strategy to increase that business is working, and it's also profitable. There was a question regarding your second question that didn't fully capture. This was regarding our
The visibility of the order backlog in application technology.
And application technology.
Yeah.
This is also, there's a strong backlog, also a lot of modernization and automation of existing plants. The visibility is up to end of 2013 easily. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe just to add one point on the profitability. With 6.6%, we had clearly a good start, but we are also still a few meters away from our guidance, which is 7 to 7.5%. So this is our primary target to come within that range, and whether more is possible, we will then see.
That's for the Q3 call. Okay.
As a reminder, to ask a question in today's question and answer session, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll now take our next question from Harald Remmert from LBBW. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Please, one follow-up regarding clean infiltration. Could you explain what has changed in the market? You already did a restructuring program in the past, and since then, one should expect the market has improved in the past, and now we already see an additional change in the market, or you, it's necessary to adjust your capacity. So what has changed in the market? Are there any aggressive players on there? And what does it mean for your business in general? You only sell single machines now, and you avoid to make system contracts which had these large volumes in the past, maybe lower margins. And is there any earnings impact in Q1 out of these adjustments?
Okay, Mr. Remmert, first of all, there's not a general change we have in the U.S. As I said, we have last year started to turn down potential system or contract. And that was good that we did that, because although the market in the U.S. has in such kind change that also the customers don't do this turnkey system orders anymore. They have tried now, and they have started now to manage the integration themselves, which goes along with our strategy to sell machines or some parts of automation, but not big jobs where we have a lot of also purchasing material involved. So that's in line, and we have prepared for that. And in France, we are basically affected by the, as you know, very weak market in Europe. And that has changed towards last year, and we adjust to that. So the German and China activities and in Brazil, they are doing very well. And there was a slight impact on the first quarter, to answer your last question.
Okay, thank you.
As a final reminder, that's star one to ask a question. We now have a question from Tim Rokosa from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Thanks for taking my question. I would only have one left, please, and that would be on your order intake in the Americas region and maybe also in Europe. We're now waiting for some time to get at least some brownfield investment in the Americas. You say Brazil has been quite strong. That's presumably not of greenfield. But in the United States itself, do you also see that materializing to some extent this year? Or are OEMs still hesitant to start investing? And then maybe as a follow-up on Europe and Germany, do you see any brownfield investments coming up this year? Or will the run rate that we saw in Q1 rather be an indication for the full year with respect to order intake over here? Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Okosa, thank you. First of all, the U.S. has also invested last year, and we already this year. So we have a lot of modification activities, but to a volume size, let's say orders between 5 and 10 million, not worthwhile to report on, but still good business for us. So there is there's a lot of activities to modernize. You're talking about big projects, I think. We see that there could be a project in the U.S. Maybe for the middle of the year, which will be it's difficult to define. It's basically a new plant in an existing plant. You call it brownfield or greenfield. It's difficult to define. Whatever, it would be a major one. In Mexico, there are activities, as your colleague already mentioned, with Audi, for example. So we see there are a lot of good potential for us this year. In Europe, we had brownfields, and we still discuss with our customers also major, bigger ones, and I see some of them coming in this year as well. So the mix of the first quarter, whatever that is, may change, but we are not tracking that.
Great, thank you.
Pleasure.
Gentlemen, there are no further questions in the queue.
Okay, great, Caroline. Then I can only say, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your questions, and as always, we enjoyed the discussion, and for today, we would like to say goodbye and have a nice afternoon and talk to you after the next quarter. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.